9/11 Truth Petition Signers. There's more than 1,700 credentialed architects and engineers who signed a petition calling for a new independent investigation of what happened at the World Trade Center site. Institute of Standards and Technology failed to include a very significant evidence, forensic evidence, in their analysis and reports about what happened at the World Trade Center site.
So you'll be coming through this area if people are interested in, well, do people meet with you or do people bicycle with you? Well, what has been happening as you've been traveling?
Well, you know, we had petition signers supporting us through Washington and Montana, and then there were no petition signers for quite a ways until Fargo, North Dakota, and then I still haven't seen any more petition signers or people who were even very aware of this issue until as I head into Fredonia, New York. There is somebody who set up an event for me in Fredonia.
Mm-hmm.
As I come through. I'm happy to have people ride with me, or if people want to call and make an arrangement to meet with me, I would love that as well. To get a contact information for that, go to 911journeyfortruth.org, and there's a coordinator email address there.
Do you have any stops in the central New York area where you'll be giving a lecture or presentation?
I don't have many pre-scheduled events because I'm traveling on bicycle, and it's really hard to predict exactly where I'm going to be when.
Sure.
There's just too many variables, you know, between weather and, you know, my physical well-being and the bicycle, so I can give approximate dates, so it makes it hard to set up big events. So I'm more interested in small events or, you know, people who want to find a way to meet me and invite some friends to join them.
Uh-huh. And so if someone was interested in setting up a small event like that, it just go to Journey for, tell me again the name.
Journeyfortruth.org.
Thank you.
911journeyfortruth.org. Journey for Truth is just written out with letters.
Uh-huh.
911journeyfortruth.org.
Thank you very much. Now, I read an email about your ride, and I thought that there was another woman who's riding cross-country.
Yes, indeed. Pamela Senzi, who is from Phoenix, Arizona, and I rode together for the first 2,000 miles as far as Fargo.
Wow.
And Pam is now traveling through major metropolitan areas. She's been to Minneapolis, Minnesota, Madison, Wisconsin, Chicago, Illinois, and she's just recently left Chicago. She's been visiting universities and talking with students and university professors, as well as connecting with petition signers in those cities.
And so are you yourself an architect or an engineer?
No, my university degree is in environmental toxicology.
Mm.
So I studied organic chemistry, analytical chemistry, human anatomy, and physiology. It was really the expert interviews from this documentary, Expert Speak Out, with the chemical engineers, which got my attention.
Mm.
And I should say that what I'm doing as I stop at these fire stations, police stations, sheriff's offices, churches, is I'm handing out a documentary film. It's called 9/11 Explosive Evidence, Experts Speak Out. And it includes interviews with the most highly credentialed petition signers, the structural engineers, high-rise architects, chemical engineers, metallurgists, physicists, demolitions experts, and then there's also a section with psychologists and a section with family members of people who were killed on 9/11.
And so will people be able to view that on the internet, that video?
Yes. This documentary was shown by Colorado Public Television as a fundraiser, and it quickly became the most watched and most shared documentary on the national PBS website. So if you go to the 9/11journeyfortruth.org webpage, you can click a link there, and you can watch this on the Colorado Public Television website.
Is that why there's been talk about cutting funding for PBS recently?
No, I think that was happening before the expert speak out became number one most watched and most shared.
I see. Well, thank you for taking the time to speak with us, and looking forward to catching up with you if you come through this area, and your guess would be possibly in a week you'd be out in the Utica area.
Yeah, and I can give you that information. I need to double check my schedule before I give that information out publicly, but I can tell that to you, and then you can tell your listeners.
Okay, well, if you haven't already passed through by the time I'm on the air next Wednesday, I'll make an announcement about it.
Oh, great. That would be helpful. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for taking the time to speak with us this morning.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Take care.